Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Chet Amud Aleph, in the middle of this story that happened in the town of Machoza, where Rava ruled that this non-Jew who had put his hand into the wine, not knowing if it was wine, and then felt around, that wine was not Asur B'Hana'ah. Then we have sort of the end of the story, where Rava sort of backed off of the position, and now we get the middle that explains why that happened. Amar Rava. When I came to Pumbedita, Akfan Nachmani Shmata Umatnita De Asir. He surrounded me, he sort of ambushed me, as it were, Abaye did, with Shmuot, meaning records of Amoraic Piskei Halacha, and a Braita that prohibited. Shmata was that. Who uvda the Havim in Hardea? A story happened in Hardea, just like ours. V'asar Shmuel, and Shmuel said, you can't sell the wine. Tveria of Asar Rabbi Yochanan. It happened also in Eretz Yisrael in Tveria. And Rabbi Yochanan had the same ruling, which is that the wine is Asur Behana'ah. That was the Shmuot. Ve'amrile, and I said back to Abaye, Lefishenan B'nei Torah. Maybe the people in Tveria and in Nahardea are not B'nei Torah. And we're going to see later on an example of that at the end of this podcast, where rabbis would sometimes take a more strict position when the populace was not well-versed, and they would misread a leniency. Either that or as some sort of a punishment for them. V'amarli, so Abaye said back to me, Tveria v'Nahardea, and B'nei Torah, the Machoza B'nei Torah? You think the people in Tveria and Nahardea are not B'nei Torah, but the people in Machoza are? In your town? So that was, first of all, his comeback. Now, Matnita, what was the Braita? The Igar Damim, which is the fellow who's in charge of checking weights and measures. Oved Kochavim, Shekadach B'Meneket V'Hela, if he went to a wine barrel and drilled a hole in order to check, sort of put like a dipstick in to see whether your weights and measures, well, your measures here were really correct. Hoshetamina Kos V'Echziro L'Chavit, or he tasted from the coast and he threw it back into the barrel. No intent whatsoever of Nisuch, Zehaya Masa V'Asaruha, and they prohibited even selling such wine. So my love, V'Hana'am, Abaye says that they prohibited even selling. Just said asaruhu. Rava said lo bishtia. They just prohibited drinking. Yachi litni yimacher. So if that's the case, then why does it say asaruhu? Let it say yimacher. Let it be sold. How do I know that that's the expected language? Kediktani seifa. Because at the end of that bright that said ha charam oved kochavim. If they have a tough guy who's a non-Jew, Shoshit Yadol L'Chavit, who went and just put his hand on the Chavit. He had no right to do this. Chazavur Shal Shemini, he thought it was oil, but he didn't say Chalyan. It turns out it was wine. Zayam Asev Amru Yimacher. In that case, they said, let it be sold. Which means that in the first case, when it's Rasruo, it means even Bana'a, Tiyufta, the Rava, Tiyufta. And Rava has been refuted, and that's why later on he backed off, as we saw at the end of the previous podcast. Okay, story. B'Yocham and Arzav Rabbi Yossi ben Nehorai, these two rabbis were sitting. They were obviously rabbis, as you'll see in the story. And they were drinking wine. The barrel of the wine, or the jug of the wine, was a bit of a distance away from them. Atahu Gavra, a fellow came along. Amrule, and they said, Toshkinan, please give us something to drink from that. Levata derama lekosa, after he gave them the cup, igloi milta deovid kochavim hu. They realized he was a non-Jew. Chad asar filibanan, one of the rabbis said, this wine is asar even banan. The other one said you could even drink it. So they had extreme positions. The one who said Asur had good grounds for that, and the one who said Mutar also had good grounds. Mandi Asar, why does the fellow who say it's Asur? Why is he on good stand? Because Meimar Amar, here's what the Goy will think. Salka Daite Durabanan Kihani Shichra Kashatu. Do I think that rabbis like this are going to be drinking mead? Mead is a low drink. Halavanai hai chamru, that must be wine. Venaschen, so therefore he knew it was wine that he was reaching to. We'll see why he might not have been able to see. And he had intent for nisuch. Mandashari, the one who said it's mutar, shapir shari, that was also good. Why? Because Meimar Amar, he reasoned as follows. Salka daitach drabanan kihani chamra kashatu? Do I think that it's possible that these such rabbis would be drinking, rabbis like this would be drinking wine? The Amru li lididi, and they would say to me, Tosh, Ginan, give us something to drink? In other words, the second position assumes that the fellow thinks that they know he's not Jewish. And therefore, there's no way that they would ask him to give him wine to drink. Halavada shikru, it must be mead. kashatu lavelo naschen. Therefore, he thought he was giving them meat. He didn't. Wasn't manasik. Ah, vakachazi. But he, what do you mean? He saw what it was. The answer is belelia. This happened at night or dusk. Vaka marachle, but he could smell that it's wine. Bechadet touch new wine. Didn't have a strong smell. I vakonaga beminatla, but he touched the wine with a cup. In other words, we're assuming that he dipped the cup into the barrel, and therefore he touched the wine with his own hands as he did so. Having the magal with kocham shaloba kavana v'asur, when a non-Jew touches the wine shaloba kavana, as we had in the previous case, it's a sort at least b'shti, if not b'hana'ah, as the case with Rav and Machoza. The answer is lo tzricha de kamarei karuki. What happened is he poured it directly out of the barrel without touching the wine. Vavale kocho shaloba kavana, which means the wine got poured as a second stage away from him, is his koach, without his even being aware that it was wine. The Rabbanan didn't extend the gzera to that. Okay, next case. Bominer of Asim Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan's Talmid asked, Yayin shesmascho oved kochavim. Wine, which was, what he means to say, was diluted, meaning the way that their wine generally worked was the wine would be almost like an essence, and then they'd have to add water to make it drinkable. So if you, the Jew, have the wine essence in your cup, and the guy comes along and adds the water, mahu, can you drink it? Amar the v'ema mazgo. So Rabbi Yochanan said to his Talmid, why don't you use the language we all use, which is mazgo? Amar le ana kerechtiv kamina. I want to use the language of the Tanakh. In Mishlei Tet, when it talks about the seductress, how she prepares the wine, it says, tavcha tivcha mascha yena. So Amar le lashon Torah latzma, lashon chachamim latzmo. Rabbi Yochanan said, don't do that. That's Tanakh. When we're talking chachamim, we use our own language. Lashon Chachamim, of course, Ben David wrote the famous book, Lashon Mikra, Lashon Chachamim, about this whole subject. So then, now we clear that out of the way, what's the halacha? My, Amar Le Asur, why? Mishum, and this is something we're going to see a lot now, Lech Lech Amin Nazir Aschor Schor Lechamer Lutikrav. We tell the Nazir to walk around a vineyard and not to walk through. The model of that, of course, is Shimshon, whose parents go to Timnah through the vineyard and Perek Yudalat of Shoftim, and he walks around, meets the lion, etc. Okay, but now the idea is that really this is mutar, but in order to avoid getting entrapped in violations of Yain Nesach, we say this is also Asur. Okay, now, Rabbi Yirmiyah equal to Savta. He came to a certain place called Savta. It doesn't mean his grandmother. Chaza Chamra Demazki Ovid Kochavim V'ishti Yisrael Mineh. He saw that the goyim were pouring or mixing the wine, and Yisrael were drinking. And he said, you can't do it. In other words, Rabbi Yirmiyah adopted Rabbi Yochanan's ruling and the reason, and he applied it. Eat marnami. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lav. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. The answer is, go to Kochum. So Mishum Lechlechem Nazira. Schorchor Lechem Lotikrav. And so we have a report in Rabbi Yochanan's name as a psak, or perhaps Rabbi Asi himself reported Rabbi Yochanan's name. Now, it was not an answer to a question, but it was just an out-and-out psak. It's asur because of a precaution. Now, Rish Lakish equal a Batsra. Batsra is a town in Transjordan, not too far from Betzer, but the difference is critical. He saw two things. Chazi Yisrael de Ka'achli Peir Dolo Ma'asri. He saw the Bnei Yisrael were eating, the Jews who lived there were eating fruit without Masra, without separating it. Vasalu, and he said, you can't do that. Chazamaya de Saglo de Kochavi Meshata Yisrael. He saw that there was water that was worshipped by some of the non-Jews there, and the Israel were drinking it. Vasalu, he said, you can't do that either. Atzakam Rabbi Yochanan, he came back to Tveria to Rabbi Yochanan, and told him what happened. Amarle ad demiktorach alach zil hadar. While you still have your coat on, don't even take your coat off, go back and tell them you were wrong. First of all, because Betzer, lav hainu Batzera, the town of Betzer, which is in Eretz Yisrael, is not the same as Batzera. That's in Chutz Laretz. They're both in Transjordan. Betzer, of course, was one of the Arim Eklat of Shevet Reuven. Umayim shel Rabbi men nesarim. And plus, there's no way for anybody to prohibit, we saw this earlier in the previous parak, to prohibit water that's public access. And therefore, this water was evidently, Rav Shlok has described it, like a public fountain, and people were worshipping. It says, nobody can answer that. Rabbi Yochanan the Taman, Rabbi Yochanan now is being consistent with his own reasoning. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Mishur, Mishur, Ben Yehud Sadak. Mayim shel Rabbi men nesarim. You can't do that. Now, Hadi Yochid Nasari, wait a second. Private waters can be Asur, a spring? Spring is part of the ground. You can't be Asur anything, it's Mechubar. If the rock where the spring is gets moved, and that's where the water is coming from, so then it's not Mechubar anymore. So, Avnei Harshini Dal Dulu Ninu, that takes us back to a Sugya, back on Daf Memvav. where we talked about we bow to a mountain. The mountain's not usher, but what happens if a rock gets dislodged from the mountain? Can that rock now, if it's worship, be usher? And we had Rabbi Yochanan versus Bnei Rabbi Chiya, and at Machloket, we didn't know who said which position. So at this time, Rabbi Yochanan dama asurot. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan said asur, because here he's saying it's only because this spring belongs to the Rabbim, you can't asur it. If it was private, you could asur it, and the only way would be if the rock moved, otherwise Mechuber, so a moving rock that gets dislodged should be vulnerable to isur. The answer is no. Lo tzricha tetapchinu biyadei. Maybe he actually moved it with his hands, in which case it's a maaseh, and then everybody would agree it is vulnerable to that. Now, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba ikla legavli came to this town called Gavla. Chaza benot Yisrael demi Abran mi'ovdei kochavim shemalu v'lo tavlu. He saw three things. We had this in Yevamot. He saw that the Jewish women there were getting pregnant from men. It's unclear if they married them or lived with them or just had relations with them, but they were non-Jews who had converted but not gone to the mikveh. They'd done brit milah. Chaza chamra demazgu of the kochav mishat to Yisrael. He also saw that Jews would have wine that was the essence, and the goyim would dilute it, and the Jews would drink it. Chaza turmusa, he saw lupins, the shalkel of the kochav, that the goyim would boil v'achli Yisrael, and the Yisrael would eat it. V'lomar lo v'lo midi. He didn't say anything to them about these three things. Atta the kam Rabbi Yochanan, he came to Tveri to Rabbi Yochanan. Amarle, so Rabbi Yochanan told him to go back again, but here it's to go back for the opposite reason, to Asut. Say v'achreiz avadeim shein mamzerim. Go back and announce that those kids are mamzerim, the kids that those women had with the men who were not fully converted. V'al yeina mishum yayin nesach, and tell them that their wine is yayin nesach. V'al tumusa mishum bishulei avadei kochavim, and tell them that those lupins are also because of bishulei nochrim. Why? Mishum shein avadei Torah. That's the explanation of the last one. They're not B'nai Torah. We'll see what that means. Let's go to the first one. B'nai Shem Mamzerim. Why should they announce that the sons of this of these unions are Mamzerim? Because Rabbi Yochanan Tameh. Rabbi Yochanan, the Olam Eno Gerachim Olvit Bol. Sugi on the fourth parak of Yevamot. Rabbi Yochanan, this is Halacha L'maaseh. Somebody is not a ger until they do both Mila and Tvila. So therefore, these guys are non-Jews. The Kevin Lotavil Ovid Kochavimu. Good. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is the second piece. Oved kochavim ve'eved, a baal bat Yisrael, if a non-Jew or an eved has bia with bat Yisrael, a vlad mamzer. We don't necessarily accept that position, but that's Rabbi Yochanan's position. And therefore, these kids are mamzerim. Ve'nigzor al, ve'gozor al yena mishum yayin nesach. And the second thing is he said, go back and tell them their wine is yayin nesach. Why? As we saw before, Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that if the non-Jew dilutes the wine, it's really not yayin nesach, but we say it is because shumlech lechem nizora nizira schor schor lechem lo tikrav. It's a precaution. Al tumusan mishum mishumay over the kochavim. Why? Lefish ena b'nei Torah. Now wait a second. Tama deinam b'nei Torah. You're only telling me that because they're not b'nei Torah. Ha b'nei Torah shari. If they were b'nei Torah, you would say it's mutar. After all, v'amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak amar Rav kol she'en nechal kamot shulchai enu mishum mishulin ochrim. Only things which are otherwise eaten raw, if you cook them, it's not bishul nochrim. Lupins aren't eaten raw. So these should be bishul nochrim inherently, not just as a precaution because the people there are not very observant or knowledgeable. The answer is Rabbi Yochanan Kiach Leishasfir Lehi. He holds like the other Lashon, which is the Amar of Shmuel Barav Yitzchak Amar Rav. We had two versions of Rav. Kol she'ino ola l'shulchan shemalachim, lafet po atapat, ein bo mishum bishul nochrim. Anything that doesn't go on the royal table to be eaten with pot doesn't count as bishulei nochrim, and lupins don't. They don't make it to the royal table. Therefore, really, they're not bishulei nochrim. But because these people are not b'nei Torah, we better tell them they are as a protection. Tama de'ena b'nei Torah, ha b'nei Torah, shari. Therefore, if they were b'nei Torah, we would allow it because really it's not a prohibition because lupins are not something that go al shulchan malachim. Okay, we'll pause at this point. In the next podcast, Amir Tzashim will finish this relatively long piece and take us up to the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.